Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. This is Dougal Frazier, and welcome to the Dougal Frazier Show. Hey, Benny, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well once again.
Good, good, good. So I have had a frantic morning. It's like a crazy day. I'm so proud of our backyard. It had its first audition on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
And it got the part, and they're shooting in our backyard today. Woohoo!
All right. Well, congratulations.
So David and I are like stage parents now. We're like, yelling at the house, like getting the shutters all bedazzled and ready to go so it gets good attention.
Yeah,
but it was really fun. And then the other interesting thing, which kind of fits for our show with synchronicity. Now, I can't tell you the network that's shooting in our yard.
Come on.
I know. But it's three letters. Although most networks are three letters.
So it can't rhyme with like box or something like
no,
that?
No, not quite yet. But I had a meeting with that network actually 2 weeks ago. For my own show, which is another thing that we're working on. But I thought that was kind of an interesting like synchronicity thing. You know, there are some times when the universe will, like, repeat things where, you know, like a friend will call and then a friend of that friend you run into in a grocery store or just like, you know, they're shooting in her yard. I just thought that was kind of an interesting energy circle.
Especially after the conversation you had last week about, like, the fire and all that. So, good deal.
Exactly. Finally, the yard is doing the right things instead of the bad things. So, I have to know, did you watch the Oscars this weekend?
I did. Here is my, I'm holding it up so you can see it. These are my predictions that Pat and I and Valerie did. A month ago for the Oscars. I didn't do so well.
You didn't do so well? I didn't do that well. I didn't see that many this year. Did you?
Yeah, I actually went 2 for 8, and I'm not too impressed. I honestly wish I should have seen more of the movies to make my predictions then, you know, afterwards. But
well, we
whatever.
Tried to catch up over the weekend, and one of the shows, movies we watched on Saturday was The Kids Are All Right. Have you seen that?
No, that was one of them I really wanted to see, though.
Okay, if there are any lesbians listening, I have a topic that I need to discuss.
Oh, here it goes.
So apparently, it's very common for lesbians to watch gay male porn.
Really?
That's what I said.
Interesting.
We were watching it at home, and I kept pausing it going, this is ridiculous. I mean, that would be like David and I flipping through a Playboy, which makes absolutely
or
no
stop
sense.
Or stop taping, David. Stop taping. Stop taping.
I mean, that makes no sense to me. So then we actually had dinner the night of the Oscars with friends of ours that are lesbians, and I was like, all right, ladies, all the cards on the table. I need to know if this is common.
Really?
And they said that it was actually really common. Isn't that weird?
Believe me. Yes, it's extremely strange.
And part of the scene, and then I turned it into like this whole political thing, and I was like, the director can't accept that they're lesbians, and you know, there's like this underlying theme that she has to be with a man, but it was directed by a lesbian.
Yeah, it was.
I'm absolutely fascinated by that. So lesbians, if you're out there, where are my gays? Gays, if you're listening to this, I'm very curious if this is true. No judgment. Obviously, there's a scale to sexuality that just happens. I recognize that, but I was really, really fascinated by that. And according to our friends, they said that the feeling is that, how do I say this on the radio without, you can visually see when a man is excited on a movie where it's not as visually as apparent with women, which I was like, all right, I get that.
We get that part.
Well, did you see Black Swan, that movie?
I did.
Okay, so there's a lesbian sex scene in that movie.
Yes, there is.
And as a gay man, I thought that was kind of hot.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. I don't want to use it for date night, but... But technically,
like you got it all queued up, ready to go. Like, here, let's just go and flip this on.
Turn on the ballet scene.
Right, exactly. Oh, it's my favorite scene.
So, guys, am I talking about too much? Maybe I'm going a little bit too deep there. Other news this week that I thought was interesting. Well, news to me. I'm obsessed with Rosie O'Donnell. And Page Six was reporting that Rosie broke up with her girlfriend, Tracy. And it's interesting. I had publicly predicted, I can't remember what show I was on. There are so many shows, people. But I can't remember what show I had said when they got together that I thought it was too much too soon. You know, I believe this woman, they met through her blog. And she lived in Florida. And then Rosie, like, you know, picked up her entire family, moved them to New York. But I guess that's what happens when you have, you know, tens of millions of dollars. But it was in under 6 months, well under 6 months. And it was funny to me because she was professing the relationship on Howard Stern and on her own show and really honest about it. But then it sounds like it just kind of fizzled. which kind of started getting me thinking about, like, rushing things.
She pulled a David Arquette.
Exactly.
Didn't he always, like, kind of, like, he was always talking about, like, let it go.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the problem is, like, people don't nurture love.
Right.
You know, and I have friends that call me all the time, and it's like, you know, when do we start calling each other boyfriend, girlfriend? When do we say, I love you? And there has to be kind of a natural evolution or process to a relationship. You know, and in the first 3 months, you're on best behavior. It's like a job interview. And I think it was just way too rushed. And there's something about, I think, in same-sex relationships, too, where the role of best friend and partner comes in at the same time. And it's like you spend all this time together and it's rush. And it's just too much. Which, again, started making me think of, you know, energy that comes at you too much too soon. Do you remember that homeless guy, Ted Williams, the guy with the golden voice?
Yeah, everyone's jealous of this guy still. Even us in Radioland.
Are you really?
Well, what do you mean there, Dougal? I mean, I wish I could speak like this.
Oh, so you're jealous of his voice. You're not jealous of what's going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Because I was kind of shocked. You know, they immediately, he went from being on the side of the road.
Yes.
Like, in 48 hours on Today's show, Good Morning America, million-dollar endorsement deals.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting to me is I hate when the media does this.
Yes.
They find someone, and then no one has a moment of thinking what is actually best for this person's energy.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it seems like fun to give them like a six-figure deal and give them as much attention as possible, but it completely triggered all of his addiction. And I think he was in rehab like less than 2 weeks later.
And there was
like
another
that.
Like squabble with family members and all that. It was too much. Too fast.
Exactly. And now he's got a reality show.
I know.
I think that's insane.
I'm just jealous too, though. I'd love a reality show. That'd be great.
Would you? I wouldn't do it.
Why?
I mean, I've worked in reality television before, so I understand that it's fun, but the thought of having a camera follow my every move every single day, I think that kind of overwhelms me.
That's true, but it is all about the producing.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess, you know, like the Osbournes are a little bit different from like Joan and Melissa's new show, which is so overly produced. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Guys, can you tell my taste here? I've talked about Howard Stern, Joan and Melissa, the Osbournes. I'm clearly a deep person, and we've covered the topic of porn. People, call us at 1-800-930-2819. We can really talk about any topic this week, but I'd love to know if you've had an example of an issue in your life that you tried to speed up the process and it just fizzled out because you weren't living in the moment. You know, that's such a common New Age practice to talk about living in the moment. And the truth is, I make my living as a New Age teacher, but I can only live in the week. I can't live in the moment. I got a lot going on. I'm tweeting, I'm texting, I'm trying to do my work. So I really try and live in the week. These are my goals for the week. This is what I'm trying to work on. That way I don't get too distracted. So remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Call and talk to me about what's going on in your life. Some upcoming things I want to talk about. For those of you that are listening to us in Seattle on KKNW, I'm going to be in Seattle at the end of March, on March the 26th. Is that right, David? March the 26th.
Saturday,
I will be doing a psychic development workshop from 11 to 6 p.m. in downtown Seattle. It's really fun. Guys, space is limited. This workshop always sells out. Actually, the last time I was at East West, we had to tag on another one the next day because it sold out so quickly. So you can go to my website at www.dougalfraser.com, DougalFraser.com, or 1-877-936-8425. But the purpose of the workshop is for me to teach you how to see energy and how to give readings to each other. So it's a really small group of people. I have under 20 participants. So go ahead and give me a call. Another thought, too, though, about too much too soon is, you remember Susan Boyle?
I do.
Crazy pants.
Seriously.
I mean, I feel badly for her, but it was 10 days after her audition on Britain's Got Talent. Her YouTube video was viewed 100 million times.
That's ridiculous amount
of views.
I know,
right? That's insane. I think I have 650.
Well, that's, you know, come on,
not Dougal. 650,000.
Yeah, you have 600. And 500 of them are from David.
But,
I'm just joking.
But that's why my meds are even, and I wasn't actually, you know, in another world.
Mm.
But the funny part is, she literally had a nervous breakdown and then was admitted to an institution. And again, because nobody was looking out for her. It's like we get so excited and everybody wants to make money and they just like exploit this individual and it's just too much energy. David has an obsession with those lottery shows. like, I think on TLC, they did a whole documentary or a series of shows where they profiled people who won, you know, the Mega Millions or the Mega Jackpot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The majority of the people in under 5 years ended up with absolutely nothing left.
Well, there's the big story locally here, you know, with the whole Powerball and the last two winners, they won like, what, $56 million each or something like that. And one of the one ladies in Idaho, which is just across the border here in Washington State, she never came forward for the longest time because she was trying to work out the details behind the scenes because of her estranged ex is in prison or something like that and wants to come out. And she's nervous about like getting money or giving it to him and vice versa. So she laid low, which...
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
I love that woman.
It was a good move. It was a good
That's
move.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to like appoint, you know, like an attorney.
Yeah,
to
a lawyer
make
and all
claim
that.
For you. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think most people, you know, $1 million sounds like a lot of money. $10 million sounds like a lot of money. $50 million sounds like a lot of money. But when you take away taxes and then you're flying your entire family in a private plane to Disney World and all that stuff, it can go really, really quickly. And that to me is always a symbol of where are you in your life right now? You know, you're driving the car, you're listening to me, you're picking up the kids, you're at home, you're cleaning, you're getting things organized, you're taking a break from work. We all have to have that moment where we take a minute to kind of connect with our center, connect with what's going on, listen to the birds in the background, listen to Benny giving me cues through Skype here on the radio,
Hello.
All that stuff, but finding your connection.
Yeah.
So before we go to break, give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about anything that you want. We're going to talk about relationships, love, being in the moment. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Join us on March 4th through the 6th for an unprecedented live broadcast from the Northwest Women's Show as we launch our Global Prosperity Campaign. Imagine 3 days of live broadcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com from the floor of one of the largest women's events in the country. Let us help you spread your message of hope and opportunity and together create a new paradigm for thriving. Become a sponsor reaching over 300 cable, AM, FM, and internet stations globally. Or host your own show, reaching over 400,000 people. That's not all. We have a special offer for the exhibitors and sponsors at the Northwest Women's Show, which includes videotaping your interview. Get ready for a fun, transformative 3 days from all of us at the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Contact me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Momentum is gaining. So give us a call now. Hey, Benny, I've been looking for a place in Seattle to get some really good bagels. I've got some friends coming in from out of town, and they do not want to be disappointed. Just haven't found any place.
Seriously, you've got to be kidding me. You know, we have one of the best bagel places anywhere right here in our own backyard. Bagel Oasis. It's on 65th and Ravenna.
I had no idea. Do they just have bagels?
You must not get out too much. They have some of the best specialty sandwiches and homemade soups in Seattle. Everything is made fresh from natural ingredients, and the bagels are to die for. Not too heavy, not too crunchy, with just enough spring to balance the crust's slight snap. The sort of bagel that, when emerging hot and fragrant from the oven, could startle birds a block away.
Okay, stop already. I'm salivating just listening to you.
Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna, check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com. Pre-order by calling 206-526-0525.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Oh, I'm strong enough to
What's the matter with that?
I feel like I should have a feather boa on right now.
I thought you had one ready to go wearing it right now.
I'm not that bad. Guys, please join our gay cruise line here for the hour at 1-800-930-2819. Next, we need like Metallica or something to like set, even the energy.
I like this other stuff.
1-800-930-2819 is our number. Or you can always email me a question at transformationtalkradio.com or CBSNewsGuyRadio.com, and I may read it on the air. You guys, this is a big moment we're having right here. First, we had Canada, which really didn't count. We have a caller calling from Spain. I hope this is working. Is this really happening? Mal Gorzada from Salamanca, Spain. Are you on the air with us?
Hello, yes. I can hear you.
Oh, my God. ¿Cómo está usted?
Yeah, so happy and excited to be on the call. Can I believe that?
Well, thank you so much for being with us. What's going on with you in Spain right now?
Well, I took a Spanish course, so I'm trying to learn Spanish. It's, I'm having a good time. Well, I got a job and I just came here to relax.
Well, no matter what, you're going to do better than I did. In high school, I failed Spanish every year, 4 times.
Oh.
So, mi español es muy mal porque no estudio mucho en la escuela. Thank you. So, Margarita, what's going on in your life? What can I help you with?
Well, so I have an issue with my ex-boyfriend. So I am in a very long process of letting go because it's been like 3 years since we're not together.
Wow, 3 years.
And yeah, it's crazy, I know. And so I was trying to like forgive, to meditate on this. I was doing that releasing work. And, I tried to ignore him, but he kept coming back to me in emails and so on. And I don't understand why I'm still so attached, and I don't understand why I cannot let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's time, it's time, to do it right now, because I'm just trying to manifest some other, I'm just dreaming about a new relationship and so on. But I think that energy from that previous relationship is still around me, and I just cannot get rid of it.
Yeah, well, and the good news is that I can hear very clearly in your voice that you're saying that you want to move on. I don't get the sense that you're like, yearning for him or have this hope that it's going to come back in your life. You seem very connected to the fact that this was not the right relationship for you. Occasionally I see this pattern. I call it the boomerang relationship, where no matter how far you try to throw the energy away from you, it revisits, whether you hear about him from a friend or you get an email or, after a couple years or a couple months you randomly run into someone, it's like that energy keeps visiting again over and over again. There's two reasons that this happens. The first reason is that it's actually a soulmate relationship. Now, that does not mean that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with him. What it means is that there was a lesson, it was real love, it touched you on a certain level, and so we accept that and we want to honor it. The lesson happens to be that you realize that it wasn't for your highest good, so you wanted to move forward from it. I have to know, though, when I tune into you, I also wonder, were you kind of ignored when you were younger? Like, were your parents not as available when you were younger?
I would say yes, I think, because my father was an alcoholic and a workaholic, and, I didn't get much attention. I was a middle child as well.
Yeah, so because my sense was this is a pattern that you're used to. A lot of times the behavior that we had at childhood, we recreate it in adulthood because it feels like family to us, because it feels like home. So my sense was that having this kind of distant relationship, not being able to let go of it, has a little bit more to do with, I think, your relationship with your dad than it has to do with this love. So what I would like you to do is I'd like you to write a letter that you don't mail to your father, but it's about expressing the energy, the anger or the stuff that comes up that has to do with not knowing how to find a man that is honorable, that takes care of you, that is there in a committed way. And I want you to get all that energy onto paper, and then I want you to destroy it. You can put it through a paper shredder, you can burn it, you can bury it in the yard, but it's tricking your subconscious mind to say, I recognize that this has to do with my past, that this is what I'm used to, but I don't want to recreate this again. The second thing that we need to do to be proactive is I want you to start asking people out. Like, when's the last time you asked someone out on a date?
To be honest, never. I never asked, anybody.
Well, I knew you were going to say that. I'm a psychic for a crime. I just wanted to hear you say
it. You just got called out.
So here's what we need to do. What I want you to do is in the next 48 hours, I want you to pick any person that you feel attracted or connected to and say, would you like to have a cup of coffee? Now, the reason I do a cup of coffee is because if you sit down and you don't like this person, it's over in 15 minutes if it needs to be. But the idea is you're stepping out of your comfort zone and you're working on the future versus working on the past. It's about finding that balance. So by writing that letter to your dad, expressing your anger, getting rid of it, then stepping out of your comfort zone and asking someone out to coffee is going to be a way for you to show the universe and show the world that you're ready for a new relationship. Es muy bien.
And do you believe that I can do that?
totally believe you can do it. It's interesting. I can't remember what I was listening to the other day. Oh, I think it was The Rosie Show. But a lot of the women were talking about the fact that they had never asked somebody out. And what's interesting in our society right now is, you know, women want to be empowered. They want to be in control. So I know you're in control of your career. You take care of yourself. But then we have these weird gender roles where it's like, I have to wait for the prince to come to my life. And that's just not how it works anymore. So for you, it's an energy thing. We have to show the universe that you are ready to date and you are ready to see other people. So when you connect with someone, it spreads like the ripple effect, and your entire life then knows that you are ready to attract in the one. Okay?
Okay.
Well, Malgorzata, thank you so much for calling. Such an honor that you're calling from Spain. So exciting.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Dugo.
You're welcome.
A lot of help. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is Darcy. Darcy is calling from Seattle. You're on the air. This is Dougal.
Oh, hi, Dougal.
How you doing, Darcy?
I'm wonderful.
What's going on in your life?
Well, all these happy things are happening. Lots of synchronicities. And I feel there's a partner really, really close. And mm-hmm. I feel that I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, I get stuck in my mind and I push things away and go, oh, I'm going to move soon. Oh, I'm going to change a career soon. Oh, I'm going to. But I think that, you know, throw all that off to the wind, and I wonder what you see.
Okay, so you're saying that you were going to move out of the area, but because you feel like a partner's coming in, you feel like you should stay in your current area?
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my house up for sale, and I feel like it's going to sell in a couple months.
Right.
I'm gonna stay in the area. I'm just going to simplify.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Okay, so the first thing that comes up is I definitely get a sense when it comes to relationships that you have issues with feeling like you deserve one. When I talk to you, there's a soft pink color around you, and pink light is the light of perfection and unconditional love. And typically when people have pink around them, they're really good at taking care of other people, but they're kind of critical of themselves. So they exude this energy of like a helper and a healer or a teacher. So lots of people come to them and they want to help them, and they want to get information from them, and you want to help them and you want to connect with them, which is great, but it's very difficult for you to attract an equal. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, so what we have to work on is finding more equal energy in your life. Things that you can do is, have friends kind of throw a party for you. Start a group where you're friends, where you get together once a week and you each talk about what's going on in your life so that you can give advice to each other. But there seems to be an imbalance here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were younger, I wasn't the most popular kid. I was picked on, you know, when you're the gay, chubby, psychic kid on the playground, you're definitely not the most popular.
Hey, stop calling me out.
But when I was curious, Darcy, when you were younger, did you feel like you were part of the group? Did you feel like you belonged? Because I definitely get a sense of feeling like an outsider and like I don't belong. And the only way people are going to like me is if I give to them.
It's true. But I think that was largely how I grew up and where I grew up and the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, though, just like we were talking about with our earlier caller, part of that energy still exists within you, so we have to change that. So it's like we have to get to a place where we're attracting more attention. So I'm going to be honest with you. I do not see a significant relationship coming in the next 3 to 6 months, but I do think we need a real dating period. I do think the house is going to sell very quickly, specifically in the month of April. But as far as attracting a relationship, I think we need to date. Do something like speed dating, ask all of your friends to set you up to get that energy in motion, and I want you to watch in your life how often you are giving advice to people or giving to people and not getting enough in return. When you notice that, try and end those relationships so we can attract in something more balanced, okay?
Okay, I see that.
Great, Darcy. Okay. Thanks for calling. Good luck
Thank
with everything.
You.
Hey, Benny, I think we have an instant feedback question.
We do.
Want to read it?
Yep. Carrie has written in from Florida, and you're welcome to do so. Anybody out there that can't call in, there's a CBS affiliate at newskyradio.com or psychiconair.com. And again, this comes from Carrie. She's written in from Florida. She goes, she's written in, I'm dating a wonderful guy who I think might be the one. We really get along and are compatible. He just asked me to marry him.
Oh, yeah. Yay, Carrie.
And we've only been together, though, for 3 months.
Carrie.
I might get an answer already. Should I take a chance and say yes? I don't want to lose a possible soulmate.
Hey, Carrie, if you're still listening, will you email me your date of birth? Because I'm just interested in how old you are. My guess is she's over the age of like 32 based on the question. Just because I feel like the older you are, it's like we want to speed up the rate of evolution with the relationship. Okay. 3 months, in my opinion, is way too early to get married or even be engaged. I love that you guys are connected to each other. I love that you're excited about it, but this is too fast, too much, too soon. Here's the deal. You know, I always tell the story. When I first met David, I heard in my head, I'm going to marry him. And then I thought I was a crazy person and I changed my medication. But I never told him. I waited for a year. In my opinion, you only start to see the real truth in a relationship until about a year. So I want you to realize that you guys are dedicated. You can go steady, as they used to say. But right, or even being engaged, I might accept that. But I really think we need to slow down and let him earn your attention. That is important. Imperative. You don't want to give it away too free, too much, too soon. So in my opinion, Carrie, I would slow down. Let's talk about marriage maybe 8 months, close to a year. Tell him that you're honored that he's so excited, but you're having a really good time where it is right now. If he reacts negatively to that, then there's something else going on there as well. Guys, remember, call us at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to take a quick break, but we're here for you all hour, taking your questions on being in the now. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenit Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. We're having so much fun. Have we become friends on Facebook, people? I want to know you. I want you to snoop through my photos. Find me on Facebook or go to my website at www.dougalfraser.com. Don't forget, you can call us today live at 1-800-930-2819 if you want to get a reading live on air. You just want to join in the conversation. And also, I'm going to be in Seattle on March the 26th doing a workshop and private readings on March the 27th. You can call 1-877-936-8425 to get information about that. We have an amazing question that just came through on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Benny, do you want to read this?
Sure, I'll take this one. This is juicy. I love it. Okay, Jules has written in from Michigan. I think my husband may be cheating on me. Hold for dramatic pause. He comes home late.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right? He comes home late every night and sees that his boss needs him there. The jealousy is eating me up. I know his passwords, and I have been thinking of checking his email without him knowing.
Oh, God.
Do you think he's cheating?
Okay, well, I have two opinions in this question. First of all, Jules, if you are at the point where you feel like you need to log into someone's email, phone, read their diary, any of those things, you already know there's a problem. I really feel like intuition works in a variety of different ways, and it's not like you're going to wake up one morning and have after having this dream that you know the person's name and you know where they live and you know he's cheating and it's official, but your gut is telling me something. The second thing is the fact that you even feel like you need to log into his email to figure out what's going on tells me that beyond the idea that you even think that he's cheating, there's a total communication issue here. You've heard me use the expression before on the show, radical dialogue. Radical dialogue is when you can sit down with your partner, a loved one, a friend. It's someone that you trust so much that you can express what you're hearing in your crazy voice. Like, okay, you've been coming home late. You know, I know you said you've been working, but I'm feeling really insecure and I feel like you're cheating. And I feel like the fact that I'm even thinking of that is making me feel distant from you. Maybe we should do some therapy. Maybe we should talk about it and let him kind of confirm that either A, he's cheating or no, he's not. And something else is going on. But no matter what, there is a problem. So it needs to be looked at. I don't want you to read his email because once you read his email, then you've broken a level of trust. And even if he is cheating, it's no longer about that. It's like you're both in a wrong place. So what I'd like you to do is sign up for couples therapy. I would pick a woman just because I get a sense that you'd be more comfortable with a female. And I'd like you to talk about your worries and your concerns. Guys, when a relationship is healthy, when you're in unconditional love, you can bring up any topic and discuss it and grow from it in order to change and motivate. If he does not respond well, then he's probably cheating. So no matter what, there is a problem in this relationship. But when you're getting to that point of weakness where you want to break into someone's private thoughts, there's a real problem. So my advice to you is don't go to a psychic. Go to a therapist. And the three of you should talk about it together. I think that's the best thing that we should do. Okay, so we're going to go to a caller. I think we have Gary on the line. Gary is in Seattle. Am I correct, Benny?
Yes.
Okay, hey, Gary, this is Dougal. What's going on?
Hey, Dougal. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Well, funny, one of your previous callers mentioned about getting into a marriage quickly, and then I was thinking, I got into a marriage after knowing my wife for 1 month.
So how'd it go?
Ego.
How did it go?
Well, I wish I'd listened to you before.
Oh!
Just leave it at that.
I like Gary, keeping it real. So what's going on in your life right now?
All right. Actually, I'm calling in not for the relationship, that's probably on the upper end, but on my career. I mean, I've been in this place for about 6 to 8 months where nothing seems to be moving forward. I've got some, great job issues that have come up which don't seem to getting are not getting resolved. I've been looking for a new one. It's been 8-9 months now. I just keep getting pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a great job, but I know it's going to get me fired sooner or later. And
you know you're going to get fired because you're not feeling passionate about it, or you know you're going to get fired because the company isn't doing well?
Well, A, I'm not passionate about it. B, my upchain is sort of hostile towards me for the strangest of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And my business ideas are not taking shape.
Well, here's the thing. Let me interrupt you for just a second. Here's the thing. When I talk to you, I see a lot of yellow, and yellow light is the color of independence. It's also typically around people who are self-employed. Now, normally you'd see gold as someone that's self-employed. So if it's yellow, it means we could lean in that direction. Have you ever thought of self-employment before?
I have, but unfortunately, at this time, I can't do that because of various, visa issues, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so first of all,
what
you've just done, though, is you've totally cut off your prosperity and even the chance of that manifesting. Because first you said, yes, I've thought about that. And if you were listening, his voice went up, like, that seems like a desire. But you immediately went, that couldn't happen. Now, I'm not sure about your situation, so it's certainly possible. But the first thing that I want you to focus on is I get the sense that you want more independence with your work. You want someone that brings ideas to the table where they're well-received and then it goes well. Ultimately, I think in the month of April, a new job presents itself, but it does feel like a partnership. There's another individual whose name starts with an R who's going to be part of it. They started it. They kind of were there on the ground floor. But you were brought in as an equal and are treated as an equal. And I see it as a quasi self-employment venture. So it could be a company that sponsors you or something like that, but there is much more independence. What I'm worried about, though, and this is really common with people who have yellow or gold around them, is they have a hard time finding their passion. They take a job because it feels like the right thing to do, or like you said earlier, they pick a wife because it feels like the right thing to do versus the passionate thing to do. And what you need to focus on right now is making sure that your voice is heard and you're having fun. So I want you to test my prediction, see what happens in April. But the second thing that I want you to do is I want you to go home and I want you to write out what the perfect work day would look like. How many hours are you working? You know, people, I don't talk to clients before 1 o'clock. I'm not a morning person. This is how I design my day. How would you design your day, Gary? How many people do you talk to? What kind of work are you working on? We need to set that intention. There is a block with you connected to your career. It feels like you're in a slump, you're stuck, and we need to make you feel more excited about it. And the only way, going back to our topic, to create that and pull that back in is by being passionate about being in the now and being in today. So you can look at that and be like, this is the day that I want to live. This is the experience that I want to have. And that's how I'm going to attract it to me. Okay?
Great. Yeah.
Great, sure. Gary. Well, call us back and let us know how it goes.
And then burn the paper or shred it, or what do I do with it?
No, your paper you're going to save because we're not getting... That's a really good question. You're trying to create something you want. You only burn the paper and shred it when it's something that you want to get rid of. Because this is something that you want to pull into your life, when you feel stuck, when you feel like you're in the doldrums, you go back to that paper and you read what you're trying to create. Never get rid of this paper because this, well, I mean, I take that back. I speak in absolutes. If you lose the paper, it's okay. But the idea is that you constantly want to refer to it because this is what you want to live in the now. The earlier callers, if it's an energy you don't want, you get rid of the paper to symbolize that you're letting it go. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Great.
Perfect.
Great, Gary. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, we've got Brenda on the air. Brenda, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
What's going on in your life? You sound kind of sad.
No, I'm not sad. My life is going in, I don't know which way it's going.
Okay.
I just head above water. I don't have a lot of issues, but I think one of my main issues is relationship-wise.
Yeah. There was a relationship you were in where it seemed like it was going really well, and then it feels like it just kind of ended overnight. What was that all about?
Yeah, I was married. I had a domestic partner who went to California and legally got married. Was together, known her 12 years, was together 3.5, and we got married. And after we got married, it just, everything bottomed up. It just was crazy. Like you said, overnight, all of a sudden it was like marriage was the wrong thing that we did. You know,
it's so funny, Brenda, too. When you talk about it, like I literally, my chest starts to hurt. Like I feel like I could start crying. When did this relationship end?
July.
Oh, so it's that recent. Okay, that makes more sense. I don't think that you have mourned the loss of this relationship yet. I think right now you are in the phase of being really good about seeing it from the spiritual perspective and really looking for the lesson in it. But I'm not quite sure you've touched the anger in it yet. I hate to say this, but I do think there's a piece to the story that you may not be aware of, because when I focus on it, I keep seeing blue. So that usually means that there was some deception going on that might help you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you do? Okay. What was the deception?
Well, first, I think that you have to keep it real with yourself.
Yeah.
First of all, before you can keep it real with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right after our 1-year anniversary, we went on a trip, and when we came back from the trip, I found out she was cheating on me.
Oh, Brenda, I'm so sorry.
Cheating on me with a man, not a woman. So that's that's the keeping it real with yourself part. That
right.
Lesbian and you're married to a lesbian. Why are you seeking out the attention of the men?
Can I get an amen?
Right. Unless that's really where you want to be. So
right.
It's like keeping it real with yourself before you can keep it real with others. So, yeah, the deception was definitely there.
Good, good. And have you gotten, I mean, I really love when you talk about that, you say it in a very rational tone. Like, you're very clear about the deception. But listeners, I don't know if you can tell. I don't feel like you get, like, guttural with it. Like, I want you to be pissed. Like, I want you to feel that energy. I want you to, like, hit a pillow with a tennis racket and say her name over and over again just to kind of get it out.
I did that.
Good. Well, do it again because you need to revisit the energy. Here's the deal, Brenda. I am certain that you were going to attract someone in who was going to honor and take care of you. I don't think that's going to be for at least a year right now. My advice to you would be not to date right now. We want to process the energy. We want to move through it. I love that you're rational. I love that you're a healer. I love that you can connect on that level. But I think you're going to have to visit that raw anger a few times before you can move forward. So thank you so much, but it's going to be about a year before I see a new relationship. Guys, you're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Our number, of course, is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you can't get me today, go find me on Facebook. Go to my website. Tweet me. We can make that happen. We're connecting on all levels, people. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Invest in your life, Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we're doing something unprecedented at this year's Northwest Women's Show. We'll be conducting live broadcasts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and videotaping interviews, too. So if you want to take your message out to a global audience, reach over 300 cable, FM, AM, radio stations, give me a call at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Or email me at live@thedrpatshow.com. That's live at thedrpatshow.com.
Like I'm the only one who knows your heart. Only girl.
Hey, I'm not a dancer, but I'm feeling like I should dance with this music. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. It's all happening here on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, don't forget I'm going to be in Seattle on March the 26th doing a psychic development workshop. I guarantee you can do everything that you've heard me do all this hour. You will see color. You will tune into people. It's really a powerful day. It's really fun. So next week, guys, first guest, very exciting. We are going to have a superstar in our presence, my good friend, Mary Lynn Rice Cub. You know her as Chloe from 24. She was also in the movie Julie and Julia. Way back into the day in the comedy, she was on a show called Mr. Show. She is going to be with us, which is going to be really fun. So if you're a fan of 24 and you have a question about your life, you can ask her a question about her life or the show. But basically what we're going to do is she's going to give advice with me at the same time. It's going to be like the Psychic Twins Hour. So you can always go to my website at www.dougallfraser. Submit your questions. You might win something, I'm just saying, and get selected to be on the air. And always instant feedback. We have a great question right now, I think, from Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, Benny, do you want to read that for me?
Sure. It's Kathy. She's written in from New York, and this is her question. My boyfriend recently brought up the idea of bringing another woman into the bedroom.
Lovely.
Yes. We are in love and have a satisfying sex life, and my boyfriend knows that I'm bisexual. However, I really value this relationship, and I'm not sure how I feel. Do you think I'm being uptight? Kathy from New York.
Kathy, you are never being uptight when you are connected to who you are and what your desire is. In my opinion, you know, I speak to people from all over the world, and anytime I've talked to couples who have opened up the relationship, it usually doesn't work out. It takes really clear communication for that to work and to be comfortable and to make sure that boundaries are set. But I always get the sense that if you are even having a hint of hesitation, that means that it's not right for you. The other thing is the fact that you even need to present the question to an outside source always lets me know that you just kind of want validation on your side. So in the beginning, I think you guys could explore it with role play and with fantasy and just kind of talk about it and see how that feels. But if it feels uncomfortable in the fictitious world, in the fantasy world, it's going to feel even more uncomfortable in the real world. So you definitely want to be careful with that. Thanks for your question, though, Kathy, and good luck with it. Let us know what happens. Guys, you can call me at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And we've got Michelle waiting. Hey, Michelle, this is Dougal.
Hey, Dougal.
How are you doing?
I love your show.
Oh, thanks, Michelle.
I just came out of an interesting work situation, and I'll make it brief because it's kind of complicated. But I was unemployed for 2 years. I have some concerns that sometimes make it difficult for me to be employed. I took a job. I got fired. And then the next day, my boss tried to intimidate me into coming back,
mm-hmm.
and I just had to walk. And I knew it was the right thing. For once,
right.
I actually knew. And I did write to his boss a letter telling him everything that had happened because I knew they were going to deny me unemployment. And I'm not a tattletale, but I knew I had to speak out for myself for the first time.
Good for you.
His boss called me back, basically wanted to hire me again.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do my own thing, but I've never been able to do that. I've got a lot of fear. I don't want to keep babbling, but...
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned earlier in the call that you have some issues in your life that sometimes hold you back from being employed. Can you expand on that? What exactly do you mean?
I have anxiety.
Okay.
I have...
So do I.
...chemical sensitivities, and I have a back injury.
Okay. All right. Well,
and so in the field I've been in, those things are all... really not good.
Right.
But I've learned so much from this situation that just happened. You can't believe it. Like where I need to strengthen. And I finally went, oh, maybe I could play with the idea that anxiety is excitement.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you said that. I say this all the time. Anxiety feels exactly the same. If I'm getting up to speak up in front of an audience or if I'm going to do TV or something like that, I always have the exact same feeling. My palms start to sweat. My heart starts to race. I start to feel uncomfortable. I start to doubt myself. But excitement feels the exact same way. If it was a surprise party, my palms would start to sweat. My heart rate would start to go up. I'd start getting overwhelmed. So I always tell myself when an opportunity presents itself, I'm going to feel the same way no matter what. I might as well do it. And the other thing that I like to do is I pick someone in my life. Like I might call my sister or I might call David and I'll say, I'm really scared, but I know that when I come home, even if I make a mistake, nothing is really going to change about my everyday life. You're still going to be the same person. You're still going to talk to the same people. Your core inner group, your soul group, is still going to love you. So I think you should definitely step out of your comfort zone and don't let anxiety be your trigger. You know, a lot of highly sensitive, psychic, intuitive people say that they suffer from anxiety, but you have to understand that the universe will magnify emotion inside of you in order to get you excited about something. So like I said, you're always going to feel the same way. You might as well just go for it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought of working in nutrition or health and wellness on any level?
Yes, that's where I just came from.
Michelle, it's a gift. I mean, really, people, I'm doing it for free. So the fact that I can get that you should work in nutrition and wellness, I definitely think is the direction that you should go in. But what I think would be great for you would be some kind of self-employment venture where you're working with small groups, mostly women, to help them connect with their bodies. When you have this particular mint green color that I'm seeing around you right now, that's someone that works in nutrition that helps people connect with their physical body. And also, they tend to suffer from anxiety, like they just feel jittery. I shouldn't say suffer. Anxiety tends to be something they have in their life because it's their way of feeling alive. So my feeling is you are absolutely correct about not going back to the former job, but I see something coming up for you that is still within the same world, and I think you're going to feel really satisfied by it. Okay, Michelle?
Yay.
Yay. Well, good luck with it.
Hey, thanks, Dougal.
Okay, great. So I love that call because that whole thing about fear and anxiety feeling the same way. Recently, a friend of mine was a very well-known actor. Wrote a pilot, and he needed people to come help rehearse and read it for him. And he emailed me and said, would you come read it? And I just kind of thought we were going to be in their living room, like playing around and just helping out, and I could kind of joke about it. And I started getting really anxious about it because I found out that it was going to be in a theater and there were going to be actual working actors doing it, and he needed help, but he was kind of in a bind and didn't have anybody. Now, I have never done this in my life before, ever. And I came up with 62,000 reasons to cancel this experience. I was like, it's too early. It's Saturday. I work so hard and I'm a spiritual person. I need to recharge. And they were all fake, I mean, all ridiculous reasons. And I was going to rob myself of what ended up being a really cool experience that I got to sit down with people that work in comedy and have been on shows like Saturday Night Live and like really cool people. And guys listening, I was terrible. And that's not me being critical. Like I was the only person that just like read the lines. Like I, you know, had just come out of like surgery and was still recovering from the anesthesia. But the idea that I got to be in that room of that creative energy was really, really fun. It wasn't going to be a new job. It was just an opportunity for me to connect and have a good time. So if you're listening right now, think about it. What are the opportunities in your life that maybe you've passed up? Was there a talk you could have given at work and you said no and gave it to somebody else? Or we had the woman calling from Spain where she's never asked somebody else. When you let your anxiety get in the way, when you let your anxiety rule you, typically what happens is you miss out on what could be a super spiritual and empowering moment in your life, just like I had. Sometimes they're big moments, sometimes they're big moments, smaller moments, but it's all about, you know, kind of stepping up to the plate and having fun with that. Does that make sense, Benny?
Oh, I think so, 100%.
Okay, I was going to say, I feel
a little
like
long-winded, there. But that's okay. You got it out there.
I've had too much coffee. So, guys, remember, have you found me on Facebook yet? I feel like we should connect. Go to Facebook. Let's be friends. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on the show. Do you want more callers? Do you want less callers? Do you want me to stop rambling? Do you agree with Benny that I should limit myself to one cup of coffee a morning?
I've been telling you that for weeks.
I know. And don't forget, on March 26th, I'm going to be in Seattle. So if you're in the Seattle area, come join me. You can call 1-877-936-8425. That's my toll-free information line to find out about the Psychic Development Workshop, or you can book a private reading with me on March the 27th. If you're not in Seattle, fly on out, people. It'll be fun. We're not going to spend the whole weekend together, but we can spend part of it. I'll be doing the, what hotel is it, David? Monaco Hotel in downtown Seattle.
So ooh, fancy, fancy. Fancy pants, look at you
right?
Two kids.
Exactly. Right. And don't forget, next week, you know her as Chloe from 24. Mary Lynn Rice Cub is going to join us. So go to www.dougalfrasier.com, submit your questions, and you might get selected to be live on the air with me. Don't forget, guys, I'm here every Tuesdays at 10. It's all happening on Transformation Talk Radio. If you are not staying in the moment, have a moment right now. Be thankful for who's in your life, what you've got. It's all about being thankful for what comes to you in order to manifest something new. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been really, really fun. Don't forget, we'll be here every week. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show.